Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
What is the Bible? Who wrote the Bible?
The church will continue to be even more irrelevant when it quotes letters from 2,000 years ago.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, is where our trouble began.
This sounds to me like the voice of someone who really has an appalling ignorance of what the Bible says about itself and what Jesus said about it.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel. It's the Wretched Radio Mail Call Delivery Bag Q&A Infotainment Nationwide Extravaganza, featuring your voicemails, correspondences, communiques, dispatches, memorandums, and missives.
Any special message for all the kids watching at home?
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country.
You have 1,200 messages.
That is a bit above average.
Now here's your host, Todd Freakishly Tall Friel.
The mail is here!
Woo! This is Wretched Radio, please! Don't make us beg. We're not above that, but please don't make us beg. Friel, you actually are begging. Would you please send wretched stuff, sermon stories, articles, whatever is wretched, to idea@wretched.org. You can also include questions, comments, conundrums, snarks. You want to text? We got you covered. 877-282-2337.
All right, we're going to start with a correction. This is from Connor.
Now, what did you say, Jimmy?
What?
What did you say now?
I didn't say anything.
Well, it's a correction. It isn't about the talk show host.
This is from Connor. Todd, as you were picking nits earlier this week, you referenced communion as a sacrament.
I admitted I blew that already.
I know. I just like to dig it a little deeper.
I see. You are the gift that just keeps on giving.
That's me.
Uh-huh. I admitted it. It shouldn't be called a sacrament because that has a lot of baggage that's associated with it, that it does something to holy you, that it does something to improve you. It doesn't. There is no power in elements. There's power in Jesus. Why do we feel encouraged? Why do we feel strengthened after taking the Lord's table? The answer is because we're thinking about the Lord. That's where the power is, thinking about Him. Not through bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, not through relics, not through ordinances. The power is when we ponder Jesus. And that's why the means of growth all make their way through your brain. They don't end at your brain, but if they don't include your brain, then you are just being manipulated. That's it. And that is what I think happens at most of these mega church worship services and these mega concerts that happen. You're just getting emoted into a feeling. But if it has bypassed the intellect, which it definitely does, then it's not genuine strength. It's just emotionalism. Feed your brain. Don't let it stay there. Move it. Push it down. Meditate on it. Think about it. Consider it. And use whatever means necessary to remind yourself of those truths. And you'll grow. And you'll be strengthened. And your assurance will be increased. And then you can send a corrective to idea@wretched.org.
And speaking of picking nits, this is from 15-year-old Ethan. Todd, what is the difference between being nitpicky and being a Berean? Can you notice things like out-of-context passages or misuse of scripture for a point that may or may not be biblical, or is that just nitpicking?
Well, see, I wouldn't want to divide the two. You notice something that's taken out of context, you're being a Berean. You notice something is not applied right, you're being a Berean, no matter how large or how small. Now, what do you do with those puny things? I misspeak. I call it a sacrament and not an ordinance. Now, you're not being nitpicky. You're recognizing you blew it, Friel. That's good. Don't turn that off. Now the question is, what do you do with it? If it's a larger gaffe, let's say that Jimmy read that email like he did with such delight and glee, and I double down. No. There's power in the elements. There's forgiveness in the elements. Now, suddenly, your response to me should be really strong. Otherwise, some things, depending on what it is, they're just not worth picking. It doesn't mean you're being nitpicky. It just means that you're classifying when something is off. Is it way off? What is the issue? How far afield are you? And then you make a decision as to how you will respond. So keep being a Berean. If you discover something small and then you go about the business of trying to like get involved in it, well, then yeah, I guess you're being nitpicky in that regard. But never stop being a Berean. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Anonymous. Todd, as Christians, we're trying to be more like Christ day by day, of course, with the presupposition that Christ is both fully God and fully man, and with the understanding that the Bible says within it that God desires that no man perish. Shouldn't then we desire for no man to perish?
Yes.
Shouldn't we be consistently praying for people?
Yes. Yeah. Amen to that, brother. Yeah. Absolutely. That, in fact, that really should be always on our minds. And I'm not thinking of Willie Nelson at the moment. Although I did watch, I saw this on the PBS. It's that time of year. Have you noticed? At least PBS in Georgia, they're playing all of these different concerts from a long time ago. This was the Highwaymen. Do you remember that? That was a trend. Was it the 80s maybe? They were at Nassau Coliseum. And it was Willie Nelson, and he's a pothead, but he's a much better singer than I think people give him credit for. And his ability to just dance around the notes was quite staggering. And it hurts, but his version of Always on My Mind, way better than Elvis's. And then it was Waylon Jennings. He was a good singer too. Johnny Cash, who's Johnny Cash. And then Kris Kristofferson, who will remain the eighth mystery of the world because he should have been a songwriter, not a singer of songs. Nevertheless, was watching it, was kind of captivated by Willie Nelson because he was actually really, really good. Evangelism should always be on our minds. Ray Comfort. Do you know that he turned 75 yesterday? Happy birthday to you. Ray Comfort is that. Ray Comfort. Jimmy, would you... The end of that email was, shouldn't that always be on our mind too? That's Ray Comfort.
Yep.
That just describes Ray Comfort. And I should ask Ray. I want to do it face-to-face, but I should ask Ray. I suspect, is it true, Ray, that you do this because he who wins souls is wise? In Daniel chapter 9, that those who share good news, they have greater rewards in heaven. They'll have a brighter light in heaven. He is so singular in his purpose. I would not be shocked if he does not constantly remember those verses for the times when he doesn't feel like getting out of the house. He's 75 and he's still getting on a bicycle with a dog to go find people to witness to. And then he takes the time to edit it up. I could be wrong about this, but Ray does all of the editing to boot. So that it can go on YouTube. Why? So he can be famous? No, your thumb can't become famous. That's all you see. It's not like he's in the spotlight of the thing. You hear his voice. That is it. He wants other people to hear the law and the gospel. And Christmas should be the season that recalibrates us. What is the point of Christmas, Christian? Is it presents and eggnog? Definitely not eggnog. Fruitcake? Absolutely not. Christmas trees and everybody coming over. No, it's not about those things. It's about Jesus Christ coming to die for sinners. If that was his mission, then it is his mission. Then it should be ours too. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Emily. Todd, are you aware of any resources regarding a biblical perspective to holistic medicine? Where's the line drawn between being a good steward of your body and dabbling in New Age practices?
Well, holistic medicine and New Age practices, I think there's a distinction. No, I do not know of a book. If you do, send it to idea@wretched.org or text it to 877-282-2337. But I am not aware of one. What should guide you? Anytime bibbidi-bobbidi-boo is added, run. Anytime that they want you to, now I need you to calm your mind and breathe and empty your thinking. Just say, sorry, I don't do that. But can you take advantage of things that are natural? Cures to whatever is ailing you? Absolutely. I am grateful for medicine. In fact, Mrs. Friel and I have been talking about this somewhat regularly lately. The problems with modern medicine are great. And I think mostly it's because it's driven by financial incentives. And I don't think helping humanity should be motivated by the mighty dollar. I think it should be motivated by my desire to help humanity. And if you make money along the way, cool, rock on, no problem. But so much of it is just about bottom line and return and shareholders, stock prices. And it corrupts it. Having said that, there's so much good in it. Yeah, you hear a bad story in this pharmaceutical company, but wow, just think of all of the, right now, the tens and tens of people listening who are maybe taking something for that head cold. They're taking something for that headache. They're taking something for their itchy skin. I mean, there's just, wow. So I'm grateful for that, but I also appreciate holistic because it is my belief, you can take this or leave it, everything that we need to be cured for, everything is found somewhere in nature. It might be between a frog's toes. I don't know, but I think it's all there. So utilize it. Make sure you're doing it safely because some of it isn't FDA approved. Not that that's waterproof, but nevertheless, make sure that it's safe. But make sure whether it is traditional or natural, that you're remembering none of those things are the actual healer. They are just the vehicles. God is the healer. This is Wretched Radio.
You notice how the world feels a lot different lately? At Fortis Institute, we see it too, and we're responding with even more resources to help you stand strong. Every single day, you get fresh video content that addresses today's critical issues. You get podcasts on marriage, parenting, and theology, biblical insight from trusted voices like Pastor Brad Bigney and Dr. John Kratz, plus Gary Barbell's weekly cartoons that are funnier than any dad joke you can ever hear from me. Todd made me say that. Best of all, everything is absolutely free through our Fortis Plus app. From Transform with Dr. Greg Gifford to Way of Manhood with Dr. Adam Tyson, we are equipping believers like you to thrive in this brave new world. So join thousands of Christians who are already growing stronger in their faith every single day. Just visit FortisInstitute.org or download Fortis Plus right now. Always free and always faithful to God's Word. Fortis Institute at FortisInstitute.org.
Preborn Ministries, pro-life ministry, rescuing babies, the war, let me tell you, it's raging out there, and Preborn is right on the front lines providing what is so powerful, ultrasounds. When a woman sees her baby 80% of the time, it's a no-brainer. That's my child. That's a baby in there, not a blob of tissue. Worldview is getting pumped into everybody through Hollywood, social media, the internet, universities, businesses, and government. If you'd be kind enough to consider supporting Preborn Ministries, that would be groovy. Lives are saved. Women, men, hear the gospel. Please consider supporting this network of clinics that is doing such great work. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Hey, let's take a minute and talk about your Christmas shopping list. You know, the one with all of those people who either have everything or return everything. Well, from now through Christmas, Fortis Institute is running a sale up to 75% off of everything in the Fortis store. Here's what makes this better than another ugly Christmas sweater. Spend $75, we're going to throw in Thou Shalt Judge featuring Justin Peters and Todd Friel completely free. It's giving the gift of biblical wisdom. And we'll even cover shipping on orders over $75 because between untangling Christmas lights and dodging inbound bites to your office Christmas party, you've already got enough stress this time of year. Listen, you could waste your Christmas budget on another gadget that'll be obsolete by Valentine's Day, or you could give something that's been relevant for about 2,000 years. Just visit FortisInstitute.org. That's FortisInstitute.org. And while everybody else is out panic buying scented candles and gift cards, you could actually be giving something that won't end up at next year's White Elephant Exchange. FortisInstitute.org.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the bridegroom,
Christians are waiting for Christ's return, which the book of Revelation describes as the wedding of the Lamb. Christ will come to usher his bride, his church, into eternity with him. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Asha, washa, washa, ganda. This is Wretched Radio. I think that's a greeting, isn't it?
That's it. Yeah.
Or is that vitamin you tried to get me to take?
Well, you said you took it.
I did for a bit.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized, what am I doing? Why am I taking advice from Jimmy? And I'm Asha, washa, washa, ganda because it supposedly helps my memory. Because, look, I can tell you it doesn't help my memory because even when I was taking that vitamin you prescribed for me, I couldn't remember the name of the vitamin. There's all the proof that I need, buddy boy.
Well, I stopped taking it.
Is that the explanation?
Yeah, I forgot about it.
Okay.
No.
I'm a fan of vitamins.
I am too.
I'm a big fan of vitamins. You got to be careful with them, where they came from, how they were manufactured, if there's any testing on it, etc. But I think that they can have an awful lot of healing properties and a lot of things that can stave off problems. Iron. Iron tablets. They can be super helpful. By the way, take them with orange juice. That supposedly it helps the absorption rate. That's not approved by the FDA. But if you've ever had low iron and you started taking vitamin pills, especially with orange juice, and suddenly your iron is up, well, so be careful and praise God, whether it is traditional or whether it is natural. The healer is God. He just uses those things, but he's still the one who gets all of the credit, not lavender oil. God gets the credit for healing. Jimmy, you taking any new vitamins to replace the one you forgot to take
to help
your memory?
Actually, I am. The reason I stopped taking the Asha Washa Washa was I started taking lion's mane. It's called lion's mane.
Okay.
It's not real lion's mane. They don't go cut off.
How do you know? Why do they call it that?
I don't know why they call it that, but it actually works. And my doctor recommended it, and I'm glad she did.
You really think it works?
I'm pretty sure it does because I can notice when I don't take it.
See, that's what people say when they take that stuff. Tom Hammond, he's into that fruit and veggie chewy thing.
Oh, okay.
It's loaded with fruit. He's like, if I don't take it, my brain gets a little bit fuzzy.
Yeah.
Okay. If that's working for you, I say, bottoms up, take it. Make sure it's not bad for you as best you can. But recognize it's not the Asha Washa Gunda or the lion's mane. There's another vitamin. I think it's called the goop between frog's toes.
Not tried that one.
Yeah. Oh, you should. That one. Ooh, that really helps your kidneys, I think. Something like that. But remember, the healer is God. They are just the agents he uses. Please send your medical advice to idea@wretched.org or text away at 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Seth. Since we were talking about sacraments earlier, he said, Todd, is it just me or have you noticed that more and more people seem to be converting to Catholicism?
Yeah. And I don't know where this article is, but it's in a big pile that I've got. The commentary on it was that a lot of people are leaving, a lot of men are leaving evangelicalism. A lot are joining, of course, younger than I think most of us imagine. Nevertheless, a lot of men are leaving evangelicalism. And I believe one of the reasons is they are done with the silly. They're done with the trite. They're done with the nonsense. And they see Roman Catholicism and they go, that looks serious. That looks ancient. That's the other motivator. It's ancient, supposedly. It's connected all the way back to St. Peter. Well, sorry, Christianity, genuine biblical Christianity, we don't go back to St. Peter. We go back to Jesus Christ. That's our connection. That's our history as being a member of the invisible church of all time. People see that Roman Catholicism, it looks somber and it has that religious feel to it. And they're looking for something more transcendent. Now, I don't think it's ultimately going to scratch that itch because there's no power in it. But I think that we would all do well to consider, what are we presenting to our people in church? What is the impression of Jesus? Let's just back off for a second. Let's do a brain swipe and pretend that we don't know really anything about evangelicalism. Now, you've just arrived from a foreign planet, you're kazoo, and you don't know anything about evangelicalism, and you go to the local church that's probably mega church like, that's very seeker sensitive. What's the impression? What do you see there? What do you glean from it? Versus you're an alien. This is not an endorsement, obviously, of the Roman Catholic Church. But what would your descriptors be of that service? You'd go, well, one seems kind of like, I guess, fun, light, casual. The other one's formal and serious and dignified, and people are digging it. And I've noticed this trend for a long time. In fact, I think this trend easily goes back. It must predate 2015, because I was just looking through Judge Not, a book I wrote in 2015. And there's a chapter in there. No, Reset for Parents. There was a book I wrote, and it was about encouraging your kids that you are connected historically, but not through a system, not through a visible body, but by being a believer in Jesus Christ. That's your heritage. It is an ancient faith. And it's not limited to a denomination or the Roman Catholic Church. So I was trying to encourage parents, make sure your kids know that. Now, that goes back to, 2017. So this trend has been going on for a bit. Not only do they go to the Roman Catholic Church, they go to Eastern Orthodoxy. They just want something not stupid. Ask yourself the question, does your worship service speak a dignified, lofty word about God? Or does it just appear so imminent? Just that Jesus is groovy daddy-o and everything. We just love him. He loves us, and bang, bang, and boom, boom, and hands up and jumping around. What does that say? Versus, I'm not saying that you need to start swinging an incense can, but I am saying our worship service should reflect not just the imminence of God, but also the transcendence of God. Both of those need to be considered when we are doing church. That's what should drive it. I get it. The distractions are many. I understand that you've got practical considerations when it comes to doing church. Okay, wait, how long is that hymn? Are people going to lose their focus? I get it. You're thinking about that, but we should be pondering other things too. What does that hymn say about God? What is the music that we are using underneath that hymn saying about God? What does this order of service speak about the law and the gospel? Those are the questions we should be asking. And most likely, many of us, if not most of us, would need to do some adjustments if we did. Would need to do some adjustments. I'm going to share a pet peeve. Friel, we didn't ask. Can you imagine this? You're transported back in time and you bump into Michael J. Fox, and then you go to the temple, because you were transported back to Jerusalem and you got to witness what the priests were doing. Can you imagine the priest? I'll translate this from Hebrew for you. Can you imagine the priest doing this because there's people gathering in the courtyard? Hey, everybody! How you doing this morning? Oh, man! Did you see those Philistines battle the Hittites, Amorites? Wow, that was a really good fight, wasn't it? Okay, everybody, so listen. I want this side to shout A loud as you can. Let me hear you that side. Come on, you can do better than that. And then this side, I want you to say men. Go, come on, let me, one more time. Let me, oh, come on, men, don't let me down over there. Can you imagine that going on? No, you can't. But that is precisely what is going on in so many churches these days. And it doesn't need to be that wild either. You can certainly judge me for being too nitpicky on this. I personally think that any sort of casual talk during the service isn't appropriate. Just not. I feel the temptation. I step into the pulpit. Okay, 2-3 weeks ago, we went to the Georgia game versus Tennessee on Saturday night. Isn't the big SEC game this weekend too, by the way?
The championship, yes.
Yeah, that's Texas and Georgia.
Yes.
I hate to say it, but I'm thinking Texas is going to take that. Nevertheless, finish the game on Saturday night, drive home from Athens all the way to Alpharetta, and get home at about 1:30, starving. So we eat a little bit, bedtime, 2 o'clock. Church is the next morning. So what's kind of on my mind? Well, exhaustion. and the football game and everything that we did. And I feel the need to like connect. Hey, everybody. Sorry. Hey, if I'm a little draggy this morning, went to the football game. Sorry, Tennessee. Oop, I see you're wearing orange. You must be weeping. There's no place, no place in a worship service of the living God. No place. How you doing? Good to see you. Sorry, I guess I'm like Martin Lloyd-Jones. I think the first words out of the preacher's mouth should be, open your Bible. That's it, because that's what we are doing here. And the regulated elements of worship should be regulated by our focus being exclusively on Him. And an importation of worldly, fun, human, I think has no place. And I think we're seeing the fruit of that with the number of people who are saying, enough! And then they swim the Tiber and they go to Rome. Well done, seeker-sensitive movement. This is Wretched Radio.